Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can find all the information that you'll need. Also, if you've not yet subscribed to the podcast, go to podbean.com, search for Fulton County Gospel News, and become a follower. Find us on Facebook at Fulton County Gospel News Podcast, and also Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring. All right, so today I want to read an article to you from the next article, actually, from the November-December 2022 edition of Fulton County Gospel News. This article was written by my friend Aaron Dodson, who preaches for the Washington Avenue Church of Christ in Jonesboro, Arkansas, and he addressed the subject in regard to Reformed theology and Calvinism of election. The idea of election is to choose, to select. In the Old Testament times, Israel was God's chosen, elect nation. They were chosen to receive special blessings and to be a special vehicle for divine purposes, Genesis 12, 1-3, and Galatians 3, 8, and 19. God stated the reasons Israel was His chosen people. 1. They were to be a possession unto God, Deuteronomy 7, 6-8. 2. A light to the Gentiles, Isaiah 42:6, 49:6, and 51:4. And 3, the nation through whom Messiah would come, Isaiah 42, 49, 50, 53, Galatians 3:19, Luke 1, 31-33, and 54 and 55, and Romans 11:28. God's choice of the nation of Israel was not an arbitrary selection for individual, personal salvation of Jews. Rather, it was about the nation through whom God provided the blessings, John 4:22 and Genesis 25:23. The promise that God made with Abraham and continued through Isaac and Jacob was all about the families of the earth having access to God's redemption through their descendant, Jesus Messiah. Genesis 12:3, 17:6 through 8, 22:15 through 18, and 28:1 through 4. Obviously, salvation for individuals would accompany these promises and blessings that were given to Abraham and his descendants. That was the plan. That's the way God chose to do it. God has made choices as to the people involved and the plan that is to be obeyed. Abraham had a choice to make, if he would believe and obey God or not, Genesis 22:18. The same is true today of those who desire to be right with God. Today we are amenable to the gospel of Jesus Christ, not the Mosaic law, Matthew 5:17, Luke 24:44, and Galatians 3:19-25. Now that Christ has accomplished the will of the Father, John 19:30, all can be children of God through faith in Christ Jesus, Galatians 3:26. Paul wrote that the Christians in Galatia were children of God because they had been baptized into Christ, Galatians 3:27. How does the concept of election work under the new covenant? All who are in Christ are included in God's election. God chose Abraham and all in him. God chose Jacob and his descendants. God chose David and his descendants for the purposes mentioned above. God chose Christ and all in him, just as all who were in Abraham, Israel, and David were included in their election, so it is with Christ. The election of Christ involves the election of those in Christ. The plan of God for salvation today is spoken of in the words of being foreknown, 1 Peter 1:20, and Romans 8:29, predestined, Acts 4:28, Ephesians 1:5, and Romans 8:29 and 30, and loved before the foundation of the world, John 17:24, and Ephesians 1:4. God chooses a category, a group, obedient believers in Christ. Christians are in Christ in a similar way that the Jews were in Abraham and humanity is in Adam, Ephesians 1:10. Not the exact way, nor for the same exact purposes, but the concept of a certain group of people is the same. In Christ, Christians share the election of Abraham. As Christ is the unique seed of Abraham, Galatians 3:16, so those who are in Christ are the offspring or children of Abraham, Galatians 3:29 and Genesis 12:3. As spiritual children of Abraham through Christ, Christians share his election and blessings. They become children of Israel so that the same group terms are applied to them, 1 Peter 2, 4-5, and verse 9. All of this is because they share Christ's election. As he is the elect one, or the chosen one, Christians are called the elect ones, 1 Peter 1, 1 and 2. They share Abraham's and Israel's election by sharing Christ's election. Just as Abraham's and Israel's election was corporate and included their descendants, so God, in choosing Christ, chose all those who are in Christ. One was in Abraham by a natural birth. One is in Christ by a spiritual birth. Galatians 3:27, John 3, 3-5, Acts 2:38, 22:16, Romans 6:3 and 4, and Titus 3:5. It is not said in Scripture that God has chosen Christians individually. He has chosen those in Christ. He has not chosen who will be in Christ. God elects a community, and the community He chooses now are those in Christ. Personal acceptance of the gospel or rejection of it determines who the elect are individually. A person judges himself worthy or unworthy of eternal life by reception or rejection of the gospel, Acts 13:46. Some try to use Ephesians 1:4 to prove Reformed theology. This passage simply says God had elected the Christians at Ephesus in Him, Christ. Paul was describing what has previously been explained above in this article. Since Christ is God's elect, those in Christ are God's elect. This harmonizes with other important doctrinal truths revealed in the Bible: man's free will, God's will, gospel preaching, reception or rejection of the gospel, God's love for all the inhabitants of the world, God wanting all to come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved, and God not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Joshua 24:15, 2 Peter 3:9, Mark 16:15 and 16, Romans 1:16, 1 Corinthians 1:21, John 3:16, and 1 Timothy 2:4. Jesus is calling you through the gospel to be added to the number of His elect people. 2 Thessalonians 2:13 and 14, Ephesians 6:17, and Mark 16:15. If you will but come to Him in obedient faith, Romans 1:5 and 16:26, Galatians 3:27 and Mark 16:16, He will put you in Christ, where all spiritual blessings are found, where you will be numbered among God's elect and share in the blessings of Christ's election, Ephesians 1, 3 and 7. God has not fixed the number of those who are saved and lost. The blessings of salvation are available to whosoever desires, Revelation 22:17. Reformed theology says the Jews who rejected Jesus didn't desire it, but Jesus says they weren't willing, John 5, 39-40. Are you willing? All right, so that article, again, about election, was done by Aaron Dodson from the Washington Avenue Church of Christ in Jonesboro, Arkansas. I think he did a good job on election. That word is not used often in the New Testament, but when it is, we understand, just as Aaron pointed out, that it's about being in Christ. It's the one way that I've said it is, it's the location of salvation that has been predetermined, predestined, elected, not the particular individuals who have been predetermined. And that's where, well, that's one of the areas where Calvinism goes off the rails, saying that God pre-selects particular individuals to salvation regardless of their behavior, faith, or lack of faith. God chooses them, God sends the Holy Spirit, etc. So, election in the New Testament is pretty clear when you understand it within its context, and I think Aaron did a good job putting it within its context. All right, well, I appreciate you tuning in to this episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. Again, if you want the paper, get a hard copy through the United States Postal Service or the PDF format in your email. Go to mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, use our contact information, and let us know what we can do for you. Follow us on podbean.com at Fulton County Gospel News, and also on Facebook, Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring, and Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. All right, well, thank you for listening today, and I will catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.